This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We are broadcasting live on this Tuesday morning from our studios here in Austin, Texas, around the clock and around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord. According to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central. This is Prophetic Tuesday. I do want to say that I appreciate so much Allison Kieber hosting last Tuesday. She did a fantastic job, and she's going to be with us from time to time here on BPN Radio and Prophetic Tuesday. And of course, we're praying about expanding Prophetic Tuesday because we're getting so many, many requests for a prophetic word that we would love to expand. We'll see how it goes. If you have received a prophetic word the last several weeks or last few months, we have your prophetic words posted on our BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Just go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com, and over to your left, you will see all of the prophetic words that we've given over the past several months posted there. And if you can just look at the date, you can listen there to all the prophetic words. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on this Prophetic Tuesday in Jesus' name, because we know that one word from God can change our lives forever. So get ready. We're going to prophesy. And I believe the Holy Ghost is going to speak to you today. One word from God can change your life forever.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong.
Most of all.
Most of all.
I love to hear the voice of God.
I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all. Okay, good to have you listening. Thank you very much, Martin Smith and Delirious there. And we're going to prophesy today. I would like to say before I start, give you a few instructions that a prophetic word means to foretell. There are, I love to share my prophetic words, and I love to share some instructions. If you receive a prophetic word today or have received a prophetic word, or will receive a prophetic word, I want to tell you that it could be a now word, something that God is saying to you now, or maybe in the next 24 hours. It could happen in any moment. It could be a future word. It may be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. A future word. It could be a confirming word. That is a word that you have never, ever heard before. You know, the prophet said, "New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." So there may be something that you have never thought about, heard about, that God may want to speak to you. And so it could be a now word, future word. It could be a confirming word, something you already know, and it could be a new word. So one word from God, but a prophetic word means to foretell. There is some prophetic happenings today that I'm a little bit concerned about. I'll just share that with you, being a prophetic voice in this nation since 1985. There's some people that are following after some people that call themselves prophets or prophetesses, and they are giving people's phone numbers and addresses and giving pertinent information that has nothing to do with being a prophetic voice, has nothing to do with a prophecy. So there are some men and women out there that are starting to gain a following, gather a following, by what I would call the spirit of familia. They have a they're operating out of a familiar spirit, and they're giving details about your life that creates what may be an attraction or what have you. You've got to be very, very careful. Every prophet, every prophetic voice needs to be confirmed, affirmed by other apostles and prophets, because there's a lot of dangers going out there. But regardless of all of that, I know that a prophetic word can change your life. I've just operated on the premise for many years that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I'm going to prophesy over as many people as I possibly can, and primarily just looking at your picture. And so years ago, way back in the 80s, a man said, I have a picture of my daughters. Could you give them a prophecy? Well, I had not done that before, but I looked at their pictures and I just began to prophesy and over this man's daughters. And he said, it's amazing. That's exactly right. So I just moved to a new level of prophetic ministry. So today I'll look at as many pictures as I can, and I'll just begin to prophesy. Remember, a prophecy is not a chapter or a book. It is a word. It may just be one sentence. It may be two or three words. It may be a paragraph. I don't know. But we're just going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to direct. So Holy Spirit, anoint our spiritual ears to hear. Anoint our spiritual eyes to see. Anoint our hearts to receive. Anoint my mouth to speak today as a prophetic voice in this nation for many, many years. I'm just so thankful to be able to be on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. I used to go from church to church, ministering to people in one church. Now I get to minister, and that was in one city. Now I get to minister in people in cities and towns all across America and other nations of the world. So I am so blessed. So we're just going to get right to it. And I want to pray. I just want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast on BPN Radio or any of our programs on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. But we are delighted, of course, that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and Ian Kieber, supported by you, our loyal listeners. Now, I'm going to prophesy, and I've told many people that I prophesy according to my measure of faith. So, you know, for years, I would go into churches and I would do prophetic prayer lines. And sometimes it would go for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or 4 hours. And people would say, well, how do you just have a prophetic prayer line? You just go down the line. Sometimes I would ask a person for their name, but sometimes I would just look at their face and just begin to prophesy to whatever I heard the Holy Spirit saying or whatever I saw them doing or maybe a gift that they had. And so we prophesy according to our measure of faith. So I'm just going to have this prophetic prayer line today. Just go down the prophetic prayer line and begin to prophesy over those of you who have left your name and city and state. So CB's from Mavalikaro, India, is my first name. CB from Mavalikaro, India. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, CB, that you are the man in demand. You are walking in the footsteps of men who have spoken into your life. You have an impartation from those who have been valued and highly esteemed in your city, your country, and your nation. You're going to begin to move into their anointing. Only I see that a double anointing awaiting you. You're going to be a voice in your city, your town, your country, and your continent. And I'm saying that your primary anointing in days to come is going to be that of an apostle. And Carolyn V. from Houston, Texas, I see you ministering at the White House with your music. I see you writing music for movies. I hear the voice of some that would be voices of caution that would say to you, no, don't cross that line. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Carolyn, it's time to cross over. Be a light in dark places. You can handle that. You are covered. You have your armor, and just stand and shine. The Holy Spirit says, I'll do the rest. You stand and shine, make music, I'll do the rest. And I have names here. Fritz F. from Roswell, New Mexico. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Fritz, come out of the shadows. Don't hold back. Tell God everything and know that He loves you and you are acceptable in His sight. And no more rejection, no more fear of rejection, no more fears of the affliction coming or rising up the second time. It's time for a new beginning. You got to go back to the starting point, the starting line. And it all starts in the desert, but God is moving you, will move you quickly into a place, a high place, a mountain place where you can see, and He will bless you and reward you because the hand of God is upon you. And many have invested in your life, and now those that have invested in your life, Fritz, they're demanding fruit. Yes, they are. And Kevin and Jacqueline G. from Carmel, California. That's a beautiful place. Gene and I love Carmel. Ian Kieber said he loves Carmel. And we've been there many times. And so I declare there's a place of beauty. I declare there is a restlessness that's going on inside of you that is going to attract partners. Partners catch more fish. And so over you, Kevin and Jacqueline, God is putting you into a major business adventure. He's going to give you finances to help finance the incredible blueprints that you have in your hand. It's all going to come together through divine appointments and divine connections. And so you need to get ready. A spirit of boldness needs to be upon you. Reese G. from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Reese, you're a radical woman. And sometimes people may not look at you in that way, but there's something radical that is going on inside of your spirit. And the Holy Spirit is moving you out of your comfort zone into your discovery zone. I see changes taking place. And it's not going to be a normal rhythm, but God is going to set you into a radical rhythm. Things that have been in your heart for a long time. You've sat on the sidelines watching other people do it, and now it is your turn. It is your time. So go for it, Reese or Reese. You can do it. Sharon T. from Fort Worth, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, look closely. Everything you need and you have prayed about and longed for is right at your fingertips. There's a transition coming. You must not be afraid to take the risk. Don't freeze up. Don't try to stay in the same pattern that you've been functioning in, operating in, waiting for that opportunity. No, the opportunities have come. It's very close, right at your fingertips. Look, you're going to see it, and you're going to go for it, and God is going to fulfill your dreams because you have been a very faithful young lady and very anointed. Letitia S. from Mesquite, Texas. I look at you and see you as a woman of grace and dignity, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? And the response is, he that has clean hands and pure heart, not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, that person shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. I heard the Holy Spirit say that there is a lot of people that would like to ascend to the hill of the Lord, but they have such heavy hearts, and they have such heavy hands, and they're so loaded down with all of this guilt and condemnation. They're asking forgiveness for the same thing over and over and over. They're repenting for the same sins over and over when the blood of Jesus has taken that load. And so you're going to help people lighten their load so they can ascend to the hill of the Lord. Why should we ascend to the hill of the Lord? So we can stand in His holy place where we can see the graciousness of God and the holiness of God and begin to reveal the Lord as he desires to be revealed and bring people into his presence, up into the mountaintop, up to the hillside. So you help people, Letitia, ascend to the hill of the Lord. And you're going to do that with people from many walks of life, many different people groups, many people. You have a strong anointing for to work with different nationalities. Stella Z from Rogers, Arkansas. She wrote me a little note that said, "You officiated at my wedding 36 years ago in Dale City, Oklahoma, when I was your pastor." She said, "I went to school with your son, Rick." And she said, "You would be proud of me after all these years because I'm still married and so much in love. I miss you as my pastor." Stella, thank you so very, very much. From Rogers, Arkansas, I bless you right now. And God has given you, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has given you influence in your city and that you are going to be a voice to your community. You have earned the right. You're going to be a voice of justice, a voice of righteousness, a voice of fresh vision. You have planted the seed. It's your garden. So it's time to gather the produce, the fruit, from the area, the town, or the city that you have dwelt in for a long time, and you are going to be a major voice with a major assignment. So, Stella, I bless you. Go for it. It's bigger than you think it is, and it's happening quicker than you think it is. Joshua Freeman from Kingsburg, California. Joshua, I see amazing passion in your heart that will lead you into green pastures and many lands. You're a harvest man, gathering the harvest in places that you have never sown. So you're just going to go into green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he puts me at green pastures. So God is going to take you into harvest places where people have already sown the seed, and you're going to gather the harvest. Cindy Lou H. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I see you as a writer and a producer. I see you also writing fiction books. I see you writing many types of articles. The gift of the writer, Cindy Lou H. in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Michelle B. from Kentucky. I bless you, Michelle. I declare that God's hand is upon you, and you are going to be a strong voice in the political arena. And I see you writing speeches. I see you making speeches. I see you in the state capital of Kentucky being a voice there. Marilyn H. from Oklahoma City. Marilyn H. from Oklahoma City. You're a woman that's been given to detail. There's so many out there waiting for you to help them get started. They have many God ideas, but they can't get focused there. I mean, they're scattered everywhere. They could be very productive if they could learn how to prioritize and set an agenda. You help them, Marilyn. You help them prioritize, and you help them set their agenda, putting the pieces in the proper place. They need your ability to help them. And so many get started, but they quit along the way. And you'll be that voice of encouragement for them not to quit, and they'll, many times when they want to quit, they will hear your voice saying, "Don't quit." Deborah Ann R. from Yorktown Heights, New York. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there is healing in your hands. There's healing in your hands. You have an amazing gift of healing accompanied by the laying on of hands. There is a passion and compassion. And you need to, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you need to pause and consider the value that is in your heart, a heart of compassion to a hurting generation. And I just see you saying to other individuals, Deborah Ann, I hear you saying, "Let me have your hand." And as you take their hand, sometimes you don't say a word. Sometimes you just look in their eyes, and they may break out into tears, but there will be some type of manifestation. Sometimes they may shake. Sometimes they may cry. Sometimes they may fall to their knees. But just there's healing in your hand. And take their hand. And once you say, "Give me your hand," there's going to be a response. There's going to be amazing things that begin to happen. So I bless you in Jesus' name. And Terry W. from Portales, New Mexico, there is a next step coming. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I don't know exactly what this means because I only know in part and prophesy in part. And remember, you get a prophetic word, you can't receive your word, that word, with your mind. Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. And so you have to receive it with your spirit. If you don't bear witness with your spirit, you don't have to receive a prophecy. You don't. Somebody can prophesy over you, and you say, well, I just don't receive that at all. But remember now, your mind will sometimes try to defer, delete, put a disclaimer on the word that you have. So what you have to do is realize that you have to receive it with your spirit. You write it down, and you speak it. And you literally speak your worlds into existence. So, Terry, here the Holy Spirit is saying there's a next step coming, but you can skip that next step that has been waiting for you for a long time. Your heart will skip a beat after you skip the next step because of what is going to happen. It's going to be bringing you a season of great happiness and a season of great joy. Okay. We're having fun now. We are having fun now. Brandy M. from Rainier, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are going to be a voice to those who have no voice. You're going to speak on their behalf. I don't know if you're an attorney or not, but you certainly have that gifting. You're going to help those who are being sued, prosecuted, but have no money or lawyer to defend themselves, but you're going to give them wise counsel. And you're going to be one that helps them defend themselves, even when they have no money, no resources. You're going to help them gather information to defend themselves. You have an incredible gift. So I bless you, Brandy, in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to go right down the line and look at some pictures and see if I can get one word from God for some people. There is Monica from Dinuba, California. Monica, it makes no difference. So many people have tried to disqualify you, but you must not allow yourself to be disqualified. And because you have already been, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you've already been pre-qualified for what God has called you to do. And Lauren, also from Dinuba. Lauren, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. There is so much music coming out of you, and it is a melody of comfort, and you are going to sing to people, and as you sing to them, they will be healed and their minds will be restored. I even see you going into mental wards, mental hospitals, and ministering to people, and they're going to respond. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Beverly G. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Beverly, God is faithful. God is faithful. And sometimes there are voices of doubt that would try to rob you of what you've been believing God for. But I declare that you need to hold on. Get a strong grip on the promises, on the revelation, and on the prophetic words that God has given you. You get a strong grip, and you do not let go, for I declare the answer is on the way, and God is a promise keeper. There is Kathy Lee from North Carolina. Kathy Lee, God knows about broken hearts. He understands. Luke chapter 4 is going to be your chapter. And know that this is the ministry that you're going to have. You're going to take the experiences that you've had by being brokenhearted, and you're going to minister to people whose hearts have been broken. You're going to pour in wine and oil, and you're going to see them through the storm. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Glenn, from Glendale, Arizona. That's good. Glenn from Glendale. That's pretty neat. Glenn from Glendale, Arizona. I just declare that you are a wonderful teacher. You have spent so much time in the Word. And God is going to give you students on college and university campuses. They're going to sit at your feet for hours at a time, and you are going to explain the scriptures to them. And there's going to be a time, there are going to be times where you'll say, I've got to go to bed. And they'll say, oh, Mr. Glenn, would you please stay a little bit longer? And those, they have their big Bibles open, and they're drinking in the Word, and they have different translation. They're going to say to you, would you explain this translation to me? You're going to be overwhelmed, and all the years that you spent studying the Word is going to bring great fruit, great resources. And over UK, from Edmond, Oklahoma, I just know that God is bringing some special friends into your life. And there's going to be a prayer group that God is going to put together under your leadership. And y'all are going to begin to encourage each other and pray for each other and minister to each other. And it's just going to be an incredible time of building up. And it's going to be kind of like a neighborhood prayer watch. And it's going to be an exciting time. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Okay, amen and amen. And James from way out in Scranton, South Carolina. Way out in Scranton, South Carolina. James L. Boy, the call of God over you and your wife. Debbie is just remarkable. God has set the world in your heart. And many nations are calling your name. And they're saying, would you come here and come over here? And God is providing major resources for your life. And I know that the hand of God is upon you. So all things are ready. The table has been prepared. And so you just need to make plans. Start packing. You know, faith without works is dead, being alone. So you need to start packing. And Karen T. from Austin, Texas, here in Austin. Both God is working in your life. And sometimes we may fall down two or three times. In fact, the Bible says a righteous person may fall down seven times, but do it again. So don't let go of the dream, the God idea, the revelation that God put in your heart, even though it may not have worked in times past. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, Karen, do it again. Do it again. And God is going to give you new partners to do an old thing. Huh? God is going to give you new partners to do an old thing. And over you, David S. from Horsham, Pennsylvania. Got people all over America, different nations of the world that is listening and being a part. David, you're an amazing man. And God has given you the gift of faith. You have extraordinary faith. You know, every one of us have a certain measure of faith. It takes faith to come to know Jesus. But there are different levels of faith, and then there is a gift of faith. And you have the gift of faith, believing God for extraordinary things. You're going to be a man that's going to see signs and wonders and creative miracles that come into your life and happen as a result of the gift of faith that is operating in you. Something like operated in men of days of old. And so there are other people that are going to stand in your presence, and you are going to impart the gift of faith to them. They're going to grab hold of your faith, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. David, out in Horsham, Pennsylvania. And Rossi from West Palm Beach, Florida. God is giving you partners from the South. There's people coming from the South with great wealth in their hands to partner with you. And you must make them minor partners. You must always keep the majority of the company in your hands. You must not lose control regardless of the offers they make, regardless of the contracts. You must keep it in line with what the Holy Spirit gave you from the beginning. And Stacy G. from Houston, Texas. Stacy, I just released that incredible gift of teaching in your life, that incredible gift of instruction in Jesus' name. And Shannon, in Cleburne, Texas, God is opening up a major promotion for you, a major promotion for you. Don't worry about the resume. Just to get ready for the personal interview. And once you walk out of there, it's going to be amazing what happens. You have great favor upon your life. And over you, Blake K. from Borger, Texas, God is at work in your life. The gift of the evangelist is really strong inside of you. You're going to have ways to win people to Jesus that are going to be quite remarkable. And I just bless you now, Blake, in Jesus' name. And if you'd like to make an investment into Breakout Ministries, because BPN Radio is sponsored by people that really believe it is, and my producer's coming to share a little bit with you, yeah. Ian Kieber. Bless you, Ian.
Absolutely, Dale. Wonderful, wonderful stuff today. Gosh, just really appreciate all of you viewers and listeners out there who are tuning in today for Prophetic Tuesday. And want to remind all of you that BPN Radio and Prophetic Tuesdays are a ministry and are supported fully by the listeners like you. And if you feel called to make a tithe or a contribution to Breakout Ministries, go ahead and visit bpnradio.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there is a donate button that allows you to pay via credit card or PayPal or debit card, and again allows you to make a contribution. We are a IRS ministry. The BPN Radio is a tax nonprofit. We are a nonprofit organization, and appreciate all of your tithes and offerings. And again, just want to remind you all that Pastor Dale does this, and he's got he leads Breakout Radio Church, which meets on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Also daily, you can hear Pastor Dale preach at 8 a.m. as well, along with various other programs that are run throughout the week on BPN Radio. Some of those we bring to you live on Facebook. Other ones, we don't necessarily do that, but they are live on or even recorded videos on BPN Radio. And so I just love to share, Dale, your vision with for what Breakout Radio Church is, so that all of you understand what this is really about. And Dale's vision is to enlist prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in this nation, 1,000 points of light calling for another spiritual awakening in America, praying until there's a major revival in every major city. Now, his vision is to lead a 24/7 internet radio station that will call America to pray, sharing the microphone while broadcasting the results. His vision is to lead a translocal radio church comprised of members in many different geographical locations who don't have a pastor, including pastors, prophets, revivalists, and an army of young people who are coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. You know, we're a church that prays around the clock, a house of prayer for all nations. And if that feels like something that you feel called to be a part of, head over to breakoutradiochurch.com and become a member, right? It just takes a minute to enter your information, and we are a church that prays around the clock, and many ways that you can be prayed for here on Breakout Radio Church at BPN Radio. So again, tithes and contributions, head to bpnradio.com. If you wish to join the church at breakoutradiochurch.com and become a member, we sure appreciate you all and just want to God bless all of you. So we'll get back to Prophetic Tuesday. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, thank you, Ian, and really appreciate people that are helping support BPN Radio Breakout Ministries. And again, if you have a contribution you'd like to make a check, you can make that check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. And the zip is 78709. Well, okay, we're going to get back to our prophetic ministry here as I'm able to share some prophetic words with people that have called in. There may be some people that have just presented their names, and I don't know. Maybe someone is here. Let's see.
Live broadcast right there.
Huh?
Those are people watching live.
Shelly G. from Alabama. Shelly, this is the day of opportunity. And it's just like the Holy Spirit is saying, one, two, three, go. And, you know, it's like you've been staring at the water. Maybe you're afraid to dive off into the deep. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, launch out into the deep. And so, one, two, three, go. Shelly G. from Alabama. And Tisha R. from Seattle, Washington. It's all been put together. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Just by reading your name, it's already been put together. You don't have to put it together. It's already come together. It's just waiting for your leadership, your involvement. So somebody's put it together, and they just need a leader, and it is you. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Stephen B. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. There has been this holding back for some time, passing the buck. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, quit passing the buck. Quit allowing people to cut in. And sometimes you can be too kind, or maybe too deferring to other people to allow them to move into places that have already been designed for you. So I know that you are a man of great boldness, and I just encourage you to be bold in those things that God has put into your heart. And Heather from Pittsburgh, California, I just know that God is mightily anointed you to minister to young people, to minister to the youth, and he is designed that inside of you. I see you taking young people on missionary journeys, short-term missionary journeys. I see you sharing visions and dreams with them. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And over you, Danita from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Boy, the hand of God is upon you. And you have wrestled and wrestled and wrestled with some things that you have tried to restrain yourself from being involved in. But I hear the Lord is calling you to let go. To let go of the rope, let go of the reins, and let him lead you in this Spirit-led life that he has called you to be a part of. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Jeffrey F. from Dinuba, California. I just know that you're going to be a producer of major concerts, major music events. And I bless you right now as you do that in Jesus' name. And over you, Debbie P. from San Pablo, you know where that's at, Ian? San Pablo, California?
Could be. That sounds right.
Ian says it sounds right. San Pablo, in the name of Jesus, there is that discovery zone that God is putting you in. And, you know, sometimes we think that God speaks to us all the time in generalities. You know, it's like people praying and saying, oh, God, save the lost and save the whole wide world. No, God wants us to be very specific. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Debbie, that God is speaking to you very specifically in dreams and visions, and he's calling you to a certain geographical location. He's going to make it clear, make it clear in Jesus' name. And Mark, Mark and Becky, Mark and Becky G. God, the hand of God is upon you to be shepherds. I believe that God is opening a major door as pastors and to care for his flock. And I declare that God is at work. It's been a long transition period, but God is moving you into the proper place at the proper time. And so I bless both of you right now in the name of Jesus. Axton D. Axton from Austin, Texas. Axton, you have many scholarships in your future to advance your education. I bless you now. All the way from Jinx, Oklahoma. Ann, I bless you right now. You are a woman of great adventure, and God is moving you into a place called Adventure Land. And he wants all of that creativity that is in your heart. Just looking at your picture now, all that creativity that is in your heart to be manifested and to be shared with others. And so I just declare that what God is doing in your life is going to be publicized, promoted, and authorized in Jesus' name. And Valerie from Clovis, California. Valerie, I bless you now. I bless you. The hand of God is upon you. I declare that gift of revelation, the ability to use the words of knowledge in order to reveal what is happening in people's lives as far as their physical problems are concerned, is going to be manifested in your life. And it's going to be, you're going to have such incredible words of knowledge for people's healing that it's going to be like a ticker tape on the bottom of a television screen. And sometimes there'll be diseases that you'll not be able to pronounce. You'll just need to spell out. But the word of knowledge concerning divine healing and miracles is going to operate in your life, Valerie. And I bless you there as you operate in that gift in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We have a lot of Californians that have been requesting prophetic prayers today. Connie B. from Bay Point, California. I don't know where that's at. Connie B., I bless you now in Jesus' name. You have made investments into people's lives financially and spiritually, emotionally. You made a lot of investments, and it seems like you've invested a lot, but there's been very little in return. But you got to know that God, his principle is true, that whatever we sow, we shall reap. If we sow sparingly, we shall reap sparingly. But if we sow bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully. So I declare there is a bountiful harvest that is coming your way. And you need to get both hands out in a posture of receptivity. So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And Gene P. from Chesney, South Carolina. Hear the Lord saying it's time to begin again. It's time to start over again. And sometimes we just do that. Sometimes we move into a new season of our lives, and it's just time to get restarted. And I just declare that God is at work in your life to do that in Jesus' name. And Amanda C., Amanda from Oklahoma City, I declare that God is opening up new doors of ministry, and you have tried to work out the details. How can this happen? But you've got to realize that you are bursting at the seams, and you are full of new wine, and you must put that new wine into a new wineskin so that you can burst forth in the giftings and the callings that God has put in your heart. I see you on national television. I see the hand of God mightily upon you, and you must not hold back. You must not wait for a more convenient season, because now is the time, and this is the place. I bless you, Amanda. And Tina K., how about you, Tina?
the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And you must understand when one season begins and another season is completed. And I declare that God has put you in transition into a larger place. He has prepared for you a large place. And you're going to say, hey, did God really put me here? This is so large. But God is putting you on into a large platform, a big platform in Jesus' name. And Diana R. from Miami, Florida. Diana, I bless you right now. You and your husband, Tony, the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you. And there are those that are bringing resources into your hands. People of great wealth are going to begin to come to you for wise counsel. And they do not know what to do. But you're going to give them wisdom and revelation and words from God. And they're going to open their treasure chest to you. Just as the Queen of Sheba did to Solomon. They're just going to open their treasure chest to you. And God is going to begin to finance the dreams and the visions that God has placed in your heart. God is also bringing you to relationship with major, major sports figures in the Miami, Florida, and South Florida area. I see two or three major players in the sports world coming to your church, attending your church. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Suzanne Q from Delray Beach, Florida. Suzanne, there's so much instruction in your heart. And God has connected you to the medical field to begin to help give instruction in holistic living. There are so many people that's tried all sorts of medical testings, and they've been to so many different doctors. They're like the woman with the issue of blood. But God has given you some insight into the medical field, even though you may not be a medical doctor. I don't know. But he's given you some insights concerning holistic solutions, holistic living that's going to bring people into a new dimension of health. It's just going to be incredible. And it's also going to bring you into a new dimension of wealth. And I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow. Ian has just given me some names here. I'm going to prophesy over Dorcas S. from, this is all I have on this sheet of paper. Dorcas S. from Portland, Oregon. You know, it's not good to be alone. It is not good to be alone. It's good to be near family. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that giving you an opportunity to be near and close to the ones that you love. And you say in the natural, that is impossible. Yes, impossible in the realm of the natural, but nothing is impossible in the realm of the supernatural. And so I bless you and declare the hand of God is mightily upon you. And Bill V, there in Florida, I bless you, Bill V. I just declare that God is opening new doors for you in the business world. In dimensions. I mean, it's like you started out with this one major entrance, but God is expanding you now, enlarging and opening doors. You went through one door, but as you've gotten through that one door, you're expanding into many doors. And I bless you now, and I ask God to bless you and fulfill your desire and the promises that He's made to you. In Jesus' name. And Mark, Pastor Mark, from Rochester, New York, I bless you now. I declare in the name of Jesus that the rhythm that God has placed in your heart is going to expand and enlarge. And God is enlarging your boundaries, and expanding the boundaries that you thought had been set for you by man, But God says, I'm going to give you new boundaries in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Stephanie P., I bless you right now from Roswell, New Mexico. The hand of God is mightily upon you and has given you the opportunity to host your own program, your own show, that is going to be a syndicated television program that will be seen in many, many different geographical locations. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Deborah B. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, there's so much that's been sown into your life. So many oppositions, so many opposing forces that have come your way. But I declare the hand of God is mightily upon you. And he has not forgotten you. He's not forsaken you. But dreams, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, dreams lost and found in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I love to share prophetic words. And I love Prophetic Tuesday. And I bless all of you that have sent your name in for a prophetic prayer. Remember, we're doing this every Tuesday. We're praying about expanding that. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful. Remember, if you go to breakoutradiochurch.com, that all of these prophetic sessions that we've had in the past several weeks or past several months will be there, and you can listen to them and re-listen to them. And so I just want to thank you. I want to pray maybe for those of you that did not receive a prophetic word today, but you have such passion in your heart. And remember, if you did not receive a prophetic word today, maybe next week or as we continue these prophetic sessions. Father, I just pray right now for every person that has joined Prophetic Tuesday. Ask God that you bless them. Ask God that you anoint them. And I pray, Lord, that you will just give them ears to hear and eyes to see, knowing that as they pray, Lord, you can speak to them at any time. I bless them right now in Jesus' name. And I ask God that you bless them. Amen and amen. What a joy it is to be able to share with you here on BPN Radio, TuneIn Radio, as well as Facebook Live. Remember that Breakout Radio Church, our other live Facebook Live program, is at 8 o'clock Austin time, Central time, Texas time, Breakout Radio Church, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. And I want to remind you that we have a new program on BPN Radio. I play music by my friends, special music by special friends, which will follow Delbin Kinzer and the news coming up next on BPN Radio. And then we're going to have special music by my special friends. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Remember that you can go to letspreyamerica.com and go and click on resources for my book, on my prophetic book. And then, of course, on my Facebook page, we're promoting my prophetic book as well. Well, time has run out, and we're going to play our outro here on BPN Radio. Thank you for being a part. God bless you as we continue to broadcast here on BPN Radio. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.